In addition to the city's nearly 80 cases so far, 3 police officers and 6 firefighters have tested positive for COVID-19. Baraka says those who continue to disregard the city's mandated curfew, as well as social distancing practices, are putting others at risk.
You are, in fact, making it more dangerous, not just for the people of this community, but making it more dangerous for the healthcare providers and the health system that have to treat the people who are coming to the hospital who are, in fact, sick. And you may be taking this home to people in your family who do not have an immune system as strong as your own.
Baraka says they are closely monitoring the situation and says he is prepared to put even stricter measures in place if necessary. I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.